the sounds come together so close to my face.
A few years ago, Amelia Meath's folksy group Mountain Man recorded this song called Play It Right. Then a chance encounter with an electronic music producer named Nick Sanborn led to this. Amelia Meath from Massachusetts and Nick Sanborn from Wisconsin felt they were onto something. They ended up in Durham, North Carolina, and created a musical duo, Sylvan Esso. They've been touring to promote their new self-titled album, and we've reached them at the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Nick Sanborn, let's begin with you, if we could. You had a solo project called Made of Oak. And then you met Amelia. We were struck by the phrase, quote, one of the most ill-fitting yet serendipitous concert bookings ever.
Well, yeah, I was booked to open for Mountain Man. And my solo project is mostly, kind of loud, sad, instrumental hip-hop. So,
Loud, sad, instrumental hip-hop. We all know that, yeah.
But being booked to open for a, mostly a cappella female vocal trio didn't really make any sense to me at the time, but I really needed the show, so I took it.
Well, what made sparks fly between the two of you, or at least your music at that point?
I don't know, so much. I mean,
I knew we were pals immediately because Nick and I dance in the same way, like total dorks. So the minute he started playing, I was like, we're friends. I see.
Amelia Meath, what's it like going from the kind of group Mountain Man was to working with intricate electronics against your voice?
It's a different way of intuiting sound. Usually I know, like, sort of the caliber of what sounds Nick is going to be making, but since a lot of the live set is actually improvisatory, I don't really know exactly like how he's feeling or how, like, whether my sampled voice is going to come back like in a giant cave or not.
Yeah. Also, I'd imagine there's kind of a certain rigidity to pitch and things like that. That was a bit of an adjustment, I think, for both of us.
Oh, super duper.
Rigidity to pitch?
Yeah, the computer doesn't like changing pitch to match Amelia.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
They can be kind of brute and insensitive and rigid musicians, can't they, computers?
They really can.
Yeah. Let's listen to another track on this album, if we could, called Coffee.
Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it, but rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but
I think we have to jump in here and explain, if we can, Nick Sanborn, what you look like when you play the, do I call it the accompaniment? I guess the accompaniment. Where, I mean, there's no instrument whatsoever visible that I've ever seen. And it looks like you're looking to open a particularly exciting email. I mean, you're there just, hunched over a keyboard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think laptop music has come a long way. Hopefully it doesn't look like I'm just checking an exciting email, but there's a lot going on under the hood that allows me to make the song completely different night to night. Do all sorts of things like sample Amelia's voice on the fly and bring it back into the song.
She rockets so fast, she rockets so fast, she rockets so fast. Oh, lady, she don't know how she goes.
Initially, I really didn't want Nick to do, like, anything to my voice, including, like, production-wise stuff of, like, squishing it or doing anything, and I would get, like, really kind of ornery and mean. It's a very different project.
It sounds like the two of you have to pay attention to each other very closely.
Oh, very much so, yeah. I think especially now with the live show, there's a lot more interaction between the two of us than I think you might expect. But that's a part of it that makes it so much more fun for us.
Mm-hmm. It makes the show actually feel live, because it's really easy with electronic music to get for the show itself to look disinterested.
Yeah,
I would hate to look plasticky.
Yeah, I would hate for somebody who's heard the record to come to the show and feel like, oh, well, it's kind of like she's sang karaoke.
So you're actually producing something in front of people.
Yeah, you know, I'm mixing all the different elements on the fly, and I can change the nature of any part of the song at a moment's notice.
The name Sylvan Esso.
Yes.
No relation whatsoever to the oil company?
No.
No.
Where does it come from? What does it mean?
There's a beautiful video game called Swords and Sorcery, and in it, you'll touch a little tree, and then a beautiful little white kind of teeny stay-puffed marshmallow man will appear out of the tree, and you touch it, and it goes, ah. And then you touch another tree, and another little guy floats out of it, and you touch him, and he goes, ah.
That's the Sylvan part.
That's the Sylvan part.
Esso.
Well, I chose Esso because Esso is a beautiful sounding word.
Emilia Meath and Nick Sanborn, and together they are Sylvan Esso. Their self-titled album comes out on Tuesday. Thank you very much for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Scott.
And for the next few days, you can stream the album at npr.org.